And God is good
all the time.
All this I will give you, he said, if you bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him and the angels came and attended to him. I'm going to ask Captain Josh to lead us in the word of prayer this morning, Josh.
Amen.
Be seated. Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Don't put my Jesus in a box. Don't put my Jesus in a box. There was only one person asked me today why this was setting up here. Y'all know who that was? Mr. Nick was the only one wondering why there was a box up here. You know, when Sheila and I moved to our little cabin, what's it been now, honey? 6 or 7 years ago, I guess? Something like that. We decided that was going to be a time for us to downsize. Any of y'all ever tried to do that, the downsizing thing before? And we did get rid of a lot of stuff, and we were moving into a little 600-square-foot cabin, okay? So, and we had a little storage building that came with the cabin. So we did take it down, but, you know, it was only, about 3 months later, I called Randy Davis, you know, that one that does building. And I said, Randy, we're going to need some extra space. So Randy came out and built us a 24 by 30 building out there beside our cabin. Well, what we figured out is the more you build, you know how to answer this, into this? The more you build, the more stuff you get, right? Well, it didn't take us very long to have that little cabin full, the little building that came with the cabin full, the 24 by 30 building that Randy built full, and we had to go buy, you know what, we had to go buy another building. And inside of all of those buildings, we have any of the rest of you like holding on to stuff? Christian, Tim, y'all better be amen me back here real good. Amen. Hold on. You just think, don't throw it away because why? You might need it sometime. And a lot of times we take things. Of course, we put a lot of things. This is sort of old school, isn't it, to put things inside of a box, because now we've got containers, don't we, with the lids, and we put them all there, and we get our boxes out, and we store everything, and we put them in the box, and we store it, and we say, I'll put it there, and I'll know exactly where it is when I need it, right? And we place it somewhere in a building or in a closet or in a room, wherever that may be, and you seal it up and you leave it there. The problem that I have a lot of times, maybe it's just my age, but I put things in boxes and put them in certain places and thinking to myself, I know exactly where it is when I want to go get it. What's the problem? I put it in there and guess what? Can't remember where I put it. I know it's in one of those boxes somewhere, but it's always there. Sheila and I are trying to come up with a rule of thumb. I don't know if this is going to work good or not. If you haven't used it in the last year, get rid of it. If you haven't used it in the last year, get rid of it. So often we do the same thing with Jesus, don't we? We only want him out when we really need him. And we spend a whole lot of times putting Jesus in a box and saying, well, Jesus, you know, I don't need you right now. Don't need you right now. So I'm gonna store you to the time that I need you. I believe we all can agree that we live in a world today that there's a lot of things going on in this world that we live in today. Amen? There's a lot of stress in this world that we live in today. There's a lot of arguing. There's a lot of displeasure. There's just a lot of people that just can't get along with each other. And we hear about all of these terrible things that's going on in the world today. Do y'all remember when we lived in a day that we didn't put Jesus in a box, but when we had things going on in the world, the first place that we would turn to was where? We would turn to Jesus. And we would exactly know where he was, and he was with us all the time. We didn't have him in a box. We didn't have him stored away, but that was something that we had beside us every day, and knowing that he was strong enough for us to overcome. But seemingly today, the more things get more difficult in the world, seemingly today, the more people are drifting away from Jesus, aren't they? And they're not wanting to turn back to Jesus and hear about the Word of God in Jesus. I know today that I can't change what's going on in Washington. Can you? I know today I can't change what's going on over in Israel. Can you? I know today that these things seem so big and they seem so big to the point where we don't know exactly how all those things are going to turn out. But I do know a man, when you get him out of the box, that can change Washington, can't he? Amen? And I also know a man that can change what's going on over in Israel. And I know he's my God and my Savior. And I know that he is there for me. I've told you all many times before that my dad always watched the CBS Evening News every night when I was growing up. And one of the things that my dad always did after he watched the CBS Evening News is right after the news, he would bow his head in prayer. Folks, I believe today that we need to pray for our world, don't we? We need to pray for God to deliver us and give us what we need and have us to know, Jesus, we're not going to put you in a box, but we want you at the forefront of letting the world know this is where we have to turn to. And letting the world know that we serve a risen Savior not only on Easter Sunday, but He is risen each and every day of our lives. So this morning, I don't believe we need to put Jesus in a box when it comes to world issues. I believe today that we still live in the greatest country that in the whole wide world, don't we? Amen. A country that still believes and say to ourselves, in God we trust. And God is going to be at the forefront of everything that we do in our lives. Our world needs to drift away from politics and all of these type of things. And we need to get our lives centered back upon saying that we are going to turn this world over to God. We're going to ask for God's direction. And whatever God leads us to do is what we are going to do. And we are going to trust God and believe whatever God direction that God gives us, that is the way we are wanting to go. Even sometimes when God is leading us and we don't think it's getting us anywhere, He is giving us what we need to be strong enough to serve Him and trust Him and believe in Him. Also, we do not need to put Jesus in a box when it comes to our church and when we worship. So often, there's a lot of churches that we go to worship a church and we say, well, I want a little bit of Jesus out of the box, but what? I don't want all of Him out of the box because I'm afraid of what might could happen. Praise be to God today. I believe the most important thing that we can do when we come to God, when we come to church is we need to worship God. Amen?
Amen.
We have to lay aside all of the other things that we have in our lives. All of the other ways that drag us down and cause us not to be able to worship in the way that God wants us to do. When I say the word worship, when I do my one call and I say, in the morning at 9:45, when all of you come out for morning worship service, what comes to your mind? What is the thought that comes to your mind? Hopefully it's not the announcements or prayer list or whatever all the other things may be. Hopefully, it's you saying, that is a time I get to go to church, and I get to hear about God, and I get to worship God, and I get to be able to share what's upon my heart and my mind. But so often we come to church, y'all don't know it, but you bring your little box with you, don't you? And you feel like you need to pray, but you're a little embarrassed by that, so you stick it back down in the box. God says to you, I want you to testify this morning. I love hearing Brother Charles Turner testify, don't you all? Amen? Amen. But you know what? We've all got a testimony, don't we? But so often all we do is just leave it where? In the box. We're afraid to share. We're afraid what will people think. We're afraid to share our glory sightings. We're afraid to say amen. We're afraid to praise the Lord. I had a person one time when I was in a meeting one time, a bunch of preachers was talking, and they were saying, what would you do if you're having worship service and somebody started shouting, singing inside of your church? What would you do? And I just said, I think I would smile and be happy about it, wouldn't you? Because you do what God lays upon your heart and your mind. You worship in a special way. Worship means I'm not going to put God in a box. I'm not going to forget where He is. I'm not going to be worried more about what the church is. I'm going to be worrying more about what God wants the church to be and how God is leading and guiding me. And I am in tune with Him and I am worshiping Him with Him. I'm not going to put my Jesus in a box when it comes to my family. I believe that besides church, Lord knows you need God inside of our church, don't you? I believe you need a whole lot of God at your house, don't you? Amen. A whole lot of God in your families. It is scary. It is scary, the things that are inside of your house right now. Do you know that? It is scary. It's scary. Gage and Cammy, and they're very young. Well, Gage is 10, Cammy's 15 going on 30 right now, I think. But they have so much knowledge. You ever looked at your kids' phones? All of those apps that are on there. And they could talk to people. Gage showed me one. You could talk to somebody and type something on there, and then you could delete it as quick as you send it. Nobody ever sees it. Parents can't see what was seen. And that was all of those things. Not only are they on your phone, but they're in your work, in your house. They're all around about you. They're all around. Well, I trust my kids. Well, yes, I hope you do. But you know what my problem's always been? I don't trust the other people out there that come in and to direct our kids and say those type of things to our kids and have our kids doing crazy things out in the world. What does our families need? Our families need more of God in it, doesn't it? Now, I want you to ask yourself this question. At your house, do you ever take Jesus out of the box and pray together as a family? Do you ever do that? Do you ever just take time as a family out of your busy, busy schedule? Do you ever take time during the day to sit down and say, okay, we're just going to take a couple of minutes to pray? I remember growing up, we used to pray three times a day. You know when that was? Breakfast, lunch, and supper. And we were all there at the table. We all prayed there together. But I don't know if you all are like Sheila and I, but our kitchen table sort of turns into where we leave things. And we sort of don't get around the kitchen table no more. We eat on the couch or wherever we are. So we've lost out on that. We still pray, and it's just Sheila and I. But how often do you pray as a family? Do you take that time just to say, let's just bow our heads in a moment of prayer? Now, Gage loves this. Bless his food. Amen. Ready? Have a prayer time with your family. When you pray about your kids going to school, what's going on at school. When you pray about issues inside of your family. When was the last time as a family now? Think about this with me. That you rested in the box and you pulled out a Bible. And you said, let's read the Bible a little bit today. Let's talk about, oh, preacher, you're supposed to teach my kid about the Bible. Or the Sunday school teacher. Or a youth group. That's where they're supposed to find out about it. I don't believe so. The Word of God needs to be heard inside of your house, doesn't it? The Word of God needs to be shared. Your kids need to know that mommy and daddy not only pray at church, they pray where? At home. Mommy and daddy not only take their Bible to church and open it on Sunday morning, but they open that Bible at home as well. Have that ability to feel the goodness of God and let your families know that God is there with you. Don't put my Jesus in a box when it comes to my life. I told you when I first started that a lot of times, and I'm very guilty of this. Now, Sheila knows where everything is in our house. Any of the rest of you guys like that? Your wife knows where everything is? If you really want to know where something is, Sheila's favorite statement to me is this. I'll say, honey, do you know where such a thing is? And she'll say, well, it's right where you put it. The rest of you got that? It's right where you put it. The only problem is I can't remember what? Where I put it. And I put it in a special place. Well, so often we do the same thing with God in our lives, don't we? We say, God, I want to be a Christian. I want to live for you. I want to do everything I can for you. But right now I need to lay you down for just a little while. Because I'm going to go tell somebody what I think about them. And I don't want you with me. God, I don't want you to hear this. Okay? Don't want you to be there. God, I'm going to put you in a box tonight because I'm going to go somewhere I shouldn't go. I'm going to behave in some ways that I shouldn't behave. God, I'm going to put you in a box right now because, well, you know, it's awful early to get up and be at church by Sunday school at 9 o'clock. God, I'm going to put you in the box for a little while and just let that rest for just a little while. And God, I'll come back to you after a while. I'll come back and get you when what? When I need you. When something's going on in my life. And then all of a sudden something does go on in your life. And we put it in a place we knew exactly where it was, but it had been so long since we turned and tried to find God, we can't remember where He is anymore. We can't remember the feeling that we felt. We can't remember the feeling that we can't. Remember, Sheila and I are going to try to work on something. If you haven't used it in a year, do what? Get rid of it. So often, some people hadn't used God for a year, haven't they? They've not opened the box up and let Him out. They only want Him when they need Him. Let something bad go on. Let something bad go on in your life, and the first thing you want to do is let what? Jesus out of that box. And you want to make sure that He's with you. But as soon as that's over with, a lot of people just want to what? Stuff Him back in the box. And say, God, I don't need you any longer. Today, I believe that we just need to get rid of that box. There's a place over at Edmonton to take all your cardboard boxes you want. We found that out. We don't need those boxes for Jesus, do we? We need to say, God, I want to have you around me all the time. I want you in my worship. I want you in my life. I want you to be in the world. I want you to be in my family. God, I always want you active in my life because God says in that scripture I read to you this morning, it says, worship the Lord your God and what? And serve Him only. Today, is Jesus out of the box in your life? Maybe today's the day that you say, Jesus, I want to open up your salvation in my life. One of the greatest things about being your preacher for many, many, many years is I've been able to be a part of a lot of folks that have turned their heart and life over to Jesus Christ. And all of you that's been there with me and with God, when God saves you, didn't you feel better after standing up in that altar and feeling now that you know that you are a son or daughter of God and heaven is your home? Maybe today you've not made that decision yet. Maybe you're saying, I need to wait just a little bit longer. Well, I've said it, and you've heard a lot of preachers say, don't put off salvation too long. What does that mean? That means that you don't know the hour or the day that you are going to be called home. All that I could assure you of, I can't tell you when God's going to call me home. I can't tell you when God's going to call you home. But I can tell you this. It is going to happen. And we have to make sure that our heart and life is where it needs to be with God. Maybe you're saying, Brother Paul, that part about the family rung home pretty hard to me today. Maybe God's not in the forefront of my family. Maybe God is not being used in the way He should be used in our family. Maybe there is something going on inside of my family I need to change. Well, praise be to God. We've got some box openers here at the church today. And we can open that box up for you and let God be back in your family. What about your life? You might say, well, Brother Paul, I'm already saved. I know heaven is going to be my home. But I believe we can all agree today, sometimes we've all put Jesus back in the box, haven't we? And not used Him how He needs to be used. So whatever God's talking to you about this morning, open up that box and let Jesus come out and be alive and well in your life. Listen to Him this morning. Have a closing song.